They went to the inn, they just stayed on the inn where it was cool and just took that place there. And occasionally they'd fight and use off, wouldn't let them come behind them, between them and the wall behind them to get in the middle. But the mules would keep warning them, and they were so hungry they'd go by anyhow, just run by, you know, squeeze by.
Yes.
Generally the mules back his ears and kick at the other one, but more often than not they'd miss them. And they'd find that all the troughs would be occupied and the mules would eat. And greedy mules sometimes would eat so fast and swallow the food so poorly masticated. And if it's grains of corn, sometimes they'd swallow whole grains of corn and it caused what they call colic in mules. And they'd make them form gas on the stomach. And they'd get out and wallow again and try to relieve themselves. And sometimes they wasn't able to relieve themselves. And it's been known that mules develop colic at night, and you wouldn't know anything about it, they'd be dead the next morning in the light. But generally a mule with colic would develop pretty soon and after he got in there, and they generally give him some medicine. We used to have a method of drenching a mule, holding his head up, taking a quart bottle with the medicine that you want to alleviate the gas, neutralize the gas, with what we call drench him. Pour it in his mouth and beat on his throat and make him swallow. And if you swallow a good bit of that quart, or all of the quart, then it wouldn't be long before gas would be neutralized and he'd be all right. Sometimes by exercising them, you could get rid of the colic. For instance, my place, I had, where I lived was a mile from where I worked. And I had an agent that stayed, the cousin man agent that stayed at the place. He watched my teams and everything, and if mule developed colic, well, he would get on his horse and trot the mule over here to where I lived for me to give him a dose of medicine. I had a kind of a medicine called pilocarpine. It was a tablet that I dissolved and put in a hypodermic needle to give that mule a shot of that pilocarpine when he got over here. And in a few minutes, the mule would be relaxed and it would cause saliva to flow. And the ground would just be wet with saliva. But the mule, I knew, got well. Sometimes they're too far gone and the pilocarpine aggravated the trouble and killed them.
Yeah.
And then on one occasion, he didn't get over here with the mule. The mule fell on the road. He was so far gone when he left the lot with the mule. The mule just couldn't make it over here and fell by the roadside. And he rode on over and told me to come on, the mule's down. It was in the daytime. By the time I got my syringe fixed and got back to where the mule was, buzzards were sitting on top of the mule's head. The mule had died and the buzzards had picked his eyes out before I got there.
Didn't take them long, did it?
No, they go to working on both ends at the same time. And in this country at that time, just world of buzzards. You could look up in the air anytime and see a buzzard circulating. Way up high. And they ate all the carrion. Nothing was buried in those days. Mule died, we just carried him to a isolated place where odor from the dying, the dead animal wouldn't be a nuisance to anybody or any home. Generally a wooded place, close to the woods, and the buzzards would just swarm in and eat them up, take the bones.
That's